This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I did this in the first service. We just left the last verse up. I want to talk about it almost parenthetically, but it's a powerful statement. James really quotes Jesus saying, "Let your yes be yes, don't swear by heaven or earth." I never understood it until someone explained it to me. In biblical times, there were two kinds of oaths. There was what was called the binding oath and a non-binding oath. Anytime you brought the name of God into an oath, it was binding. But if you can believe this, if you didn't use the name of God, it wasn't considered necessarily binding. And people were experts at getting out of promises because they said, "Hey, I didn't bring the name of God into it." And Jesus came along in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount and said, "You know what? Let your yes be yes, your no be no." Meaning what? Just talk straight up. And what you say you're going to do, you do, and you don't need to bring the name of God into it. Have you ever heard somebody that uses the phrase, I swear to God, every other sentence? I want to tell you something that I really believe is true. That is something that is using the name of God in vain. To repetitively say, I swear to God all the time. And people do that in everyday conversation. And Jesus' simple response would be, let your yes be yes and your no, no. We are not to invoke the name of God in a cavalier way. We're not to invoke the name of God in some casual way that doesn't make any difference to us. To use the name of God is to use the name of God, and it can be done in vain. That's all I'll say about that verse. Well, let's bring up verse 7. We're going to focus in on verse 7. It says, "Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming." Most people, when they read that thought, "be patient until the Lord's coming," think about the second coming of Christ. I know that's what it means. I know that's involved in it. But the Greek word that's used there for that term, the second coming, or for the coming of the Lord, can also mean the presence of a person, the arrival of a person. And here's what I want to suggest to you. We're to be patient until the Lord comes into a situation in our lives, is maybe what that means as well. If you came to Christ as an adult, you will understand what I mean. Some of you can point to a day, a specific day on the calendar, and you can say, that's the day the Lord came into our marriage. That's the day the Lord came into our family. That's the day the Lord came into my job situation. Why? Because you invited Him in through prayer, and that was the moment in time that you sensed the coming of the Lord, His arrival, His presence. That's what I want to suggest to you. We're to be patient until the Lord comes into a situation. You may be praying for a problem in your home. Be patient until the Lord comes in and works. You may be praying for a son or daughter, and you say, "I don't see any activity going on." Be patient until the Lord comes into that situation. You may have a problem at work, and you say, "I wish the Lord would do something." Be patient until the coming of the Lord, the presence and the arrival of the Lord in that place. What I want to do is give you what I call a biblical definition of patience. The Greek word that's used there, I can't even pronounce it. I'll just define it in the way that it's defined in the Greek dictionary. There are three things that are used to define patience, this word. To not lose heart. The most natural thing to do in a problem situation is to lose heart, which means to give up. Some of you lost heart about a situation in your life in the last 30 days, and you're ready to throw in the towel.
Well, truth be known, does that phrase describe you, that you've lost heart, that you're willing to give up in a situation, you're willing to throw in the towel, to use that phrase? This is dealt with all this week from James 5, 7 through 12, as we look at patience in your life and in my life from the Word of God, not from a psychologist or a therapist, but from the Lord Himself.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.